I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what. I will bless the Lord at all times. That should be your resolve today, that no matter the circumstance, you will bless the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depending on where you are listening to this podcast from, we're here for another podcast and to encourage you to know that God is still on the throne. Well, still in the season of celebration for me, you know, it's still resurrection season we are in. And so I just want us to look at John chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. And it says, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, the other disciple. She said, they have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him. Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple had run Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. You see, he stooped and looked in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrapping lying there. While the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciples who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scripture that said Jesus must rise from the dead. And they went home. Praise the Lord. Mary Magdalene was the first to get there. She discovered that the tomb was empty and Jesus' body was missing. She ran home. She went and told the disciples. She told Peter and the disciples that Jesus loved. And they both ran. But John, I call him John. I believe that the disciples that Jesus loved got in first, and he didn't go in. He just stooped. The Bible said he stooped. And he peeped and he discovered it's true. Jesus is not there. But Peter came and entered. He saw more. Saw the wrapping. He saw everything neatly folded, you know. But Jesus's body was still missing. Praise the Lord. Now, you see, one thing about life, what we see depends, you know, on how we press. How we press. The topic today is tarry a bit longer. Tarry a bit longer. Stay a bit longer. The disciples went back home, but Mary Magdalene refused to leave without finding out what happened to the body of Jesus. Was it not enough that they killed him in his prime and left his loved ones heartbroken? Must they also take away his body? Yes, she came to anoint him or to cry and just look at his lifeless body. Maybe she wanted to ask him questions. Maybe she was hoping what happened to Lazarus after 4 days would happen to Jesus. Mary was determined to see the end of the mystery. Where is the body of my Lord? The one who chased demons out of me, cleaned me, and made me a person of honor today. Who took my Lord should bring him back. That was how Mary Magdalene reasoned. And that was why she went to the tomb, to anoint his body. Because she you know, he said that who experiences more love expresses more love. Mary Magdalene experienced forgiveness in a higher magnitude. And so she expressed love to God unconditionally. When Jesus saw that this woman was ready to tabernacle by the empty tomb, he decided that he has to do something for her. Now, you know, note that the disciples, they've already come and they've gone. They left her there. So she went into the tomb again and looked. This time, she saw something strange. You see, I said, tarry a bit longer. She saw something strange. Two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been. One at the head and the other at the foot. And a conversation ensued. The angel said to the woman, "Woman, why are you crying?" And Mary said, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him." And Jesus came into the scene, but grief beclouded Mary's eyes. She didn't even notice that Jesus had walked into the scene. And Jesus said, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" And Mary, still crying, said, "Sir, if you have carried him, please tell me where you put him and I will get him." And Jesus said, "Mary." And as she heard her name, I'm sure there's a way Jesus called her when he was alive. She heard that compassion. As I'm talking to you right now, it goes all over me, because I know the way God speaks to his children in that loving, tender, you know, compassionate way. He said, "Mary." And she looked up, eyes opened, light shone into her eyes, and she said, "Rabboni, teacher." And she was going to rush him. And Jesus said, "Hold on a bit. Hold on a bit. Don't touch me yet. It's not yet time." I want you to take time out to read up the full account from John chapter 20, verse 1 to 31. This chapter is very, very instructive. One, only those that tarry in his presence long enough get to experience his presence. Only those, if we can tarry a bit longer, we'll get to experience God's presence. The disciples got to the tomb, didn't see Jesus. They left and returned home, but Mary tarried longer. She saw the angels representing the divine. She didn't stop there. Because she tarried longer, she had time to converse with the celestial beings. She spoke with angels. Then, tarrying longer, Jesus knew that this lady has come to stay inside this tomb, and Jesus had to appear. She spoke with the resurrected Jesus. She spoke with God himself. She saw him. She saw God. She saw Jesus resurrected. She saw the celestial bodies. Why? She tarried. Mary Magdalene was resilient and wouldn't stop at anything but to find Jesus. She wouldn't stop. And the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13, 14 says, "When you come looking for me, you will find me." Yes, I'm reading Message version. Yes. When you get serious about finding me, I want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. Verse 14. God's decree. "I will turn things around for you. I will bring you back from all the countries into which I've driven you." God's decree. Praise the Lord. So, when you come looking for Jesus, you will find him. Yes, when you get serious about finding him, you will find him. You will find him. These words were written in red, meaning they were spoken by Jesus himself. The problem with most of us is that we are impatient. We want it now, no, 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 no. You know, there are some things I've been asking God for like donkey years. I keep encouraging myself because I know that God is not a man that lies, nor a son of man that repents. When he says he's going to do something, you can bank on it. Tarry, just wait. He said, the vision is for an appointed time. Habakkuk 2, he said, wait for it. It will come to pass. It will not tarry longer than it should. Praise the Lord. Let's tarry. It's not easy to tarry. It's you know, the natural man wants to be doing something. Tarrying, just not doing something, looks like, oh, am I lazy? But please, let's tarry. Let's tarry long enough to see the fruit of our prayers. Let's tarry long enough. A woman that is carrying pregnancy of 9 months, we waited 9 months to see the baby. If she decides to say, I don't tire now, let them bring the baby out before the time. It's a premature baby. Praise the Lord. If you plant something on the ground, you wait for it to germinate and for it to grow, to sprout, grow and grow to maturity. But if you are wondering, is this seed I put inside the soil, is it germinating? Let me open it. Okay, it's still there. You will mess up the process and that plant, that seed will never germinate. Let's tarry a bit longer. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Let's tarry a bit longer. Like Mary Magdalene, if we can just tarry a bit longer, we will see what others ain't seeing. When we tarry a bit longer. Praise the Lord. That's my encouragement for you to do to you today. Tarry. I know it's excruciating. Yeah. You may have tarried for 10 years. You may have tarried for 2 weeks. You may have tarried for 20 years. Imagine Abraham tarried for how many years. But at the end of the day, was it worth the wait? Yes, it was. Let's tarry. Let's wait on the Lord because he will sustain us. The Lord is good, but you know one thing about God is that his timing is not our timing. His ways are not his ways. Praise the Lord. So let's wait on Jesus. If he cannot give it to you, don't get it another way. Hold on. God is on his way. If he's coming late, he's coming with the latest. If he's coming late, it's because the order is big. I remember a story some years ago of a man that went into a restaurant, ordered a meal. And after he ordered his meal, he went to sit waiting for them because they told him, sit down, we'll take some time to prepare it. And once it's ready, we'll deliver it to your table. As he sat there, a lot of people came in, made orders, ate, left. It was like, is it because I'm very quiet or what? It went down to the counter. What's the problem? I've ordered my meal a long time ago. I've seen a lot of people come in here, eat and leave. What's the problem? And they told him, sir, what you ordered is a bit more complicated than what others did order. It's about to get ready. Just hold on a bit. My brother, my sister. Elephant picking takes a longer time in the womb of the mother. Takes years. The gestation period takes years. The gestation period of an elephant, of a human being, of a human baby, and that of rats, they are not the same. So if it is staying a bit late, I assure you it's coming big. God is coming to you with the latest. So tarry a bit longer. God bless you. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, your wait will be in vain. So I just want you to say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word to me today. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you come and live in me. Write my name in the book of life. Take my name from the book of death. From today, I choose to follow you and serve you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. You just gave your life to Jesus. Tarry a bit longer. And if you are giving your life to Jesus, don't forget. It's going to be worth the wait. Tarry a bit longer. Ciao. Have a blessed weekend and the week ahead. I remain Ami Amos Tukura saying I love you. I know who loves you more. God loves you more. Bye-bye.